Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Back here at the MCG, we're before the bounce, thanks to the Ponds and Norlane Hotels and Team Tyre Power. Of course, Team Tyre Power, your one-stop shop for all tyres and wheels in Belmont, Drysdale, North Geelong and Torquay. Tigers camp, we're heading there. We spoke with Matty Boyd earlier from the Magpies. Time now to speak with Tigers midfield coach Andrew McWalter, who's been good enough to give us some time ahead of tonight's clash. Andrew, really appreciate you joining us. Does it feel like footy's back now that you're in the rooms and getting ready for a game of footy to be played?
Yes, the smell of footy is back, I think, turning up at the ground tonight. It feels like another normal game.
Although the protocols are a little bit different in terms of getting into the ground and the like, it's not your usual home and away game?
No, just a temperature check on the way in, but we've been doing that every day at work anyway, so partly used to that.
Talk to us about preparations for tonight. It has been a little bit different. How have the last 3 or 4 weeks been since the return to training was given the nod, and how have you built up to tonight's clash? And is it a case of that you've timed it to the minute, or have you had to obviously look at how different ways can, you know, different training methods have had to be implemented to get you to this point?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think probably each club has approached it a little bit differently. But our medical guys have done a great job. The players looked after themselves in the break, and they came back really ready to train. So we've got some good sessions in. Also with an eye that there's still a fair few games to be played in the season. So I think they're in pretty good shape, and look forward to what the game brings.
Andrew, it's Ian Cohen. Good luck to your team tonight. Let's face it, what have you spent, 80 days smashing the fortnight or Call of Duty? What have you been doing?
Me? Oh, geez, I tell you, I wish I could, but I've got two little kids at home. I don't get much time at all to do things like that.
So what's the family?
All hands on deck.
Not quite at homeschooling level, the family. How old are the Billy Lids?
No. Yeah, we got a six-month-old and a two-and-a-half-year-old. So, we were all hands on deck, me and my wife.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to go man on man at that stage. So what has been occupying your time then? How have you kept yourself physically fit, obviously, for the players, mentally fit as well? How have you kept yourself ready and up and ready to be here at the MCG tonight?
Personally?
Yeah.
Look, it was pretty challenging there for the first whatever 6 weeks it was when we were just at home, but used the time to probably do a bit more exercise than I was used to, spend more time with the kids and bits and pieces of study as well. So that was, I think there were some great things to come out of it. But by the end of the 6 or 8 weeks, I was certainly ready to come back to work.
Yeah, I think one of the hardest things is the social interaction. A lot of people missing that. I mean, how did you as a club and as a coaching group retain your contact and stay in touch? How did you do that?
I think, yeah, it was challenging. There was the formal sessions where it would be the Zoom meetings or the phone calls, but I think sometimes they become a bit token. So it was probably more just the text messages and the phone calls and the WhatsApp groups and stuff like that was the way to be connected, more than the scheduled meetings at times. I think they could become a little bit token. So although we did them and they were important, I think just staying in contact on a friend basis and a relationship basis was the most important thing.
Speaking with Richmond assistant coach Andrew McWalter, he's Lee Brown on K-Rock Footy.
Minnie, good luck tonight, mate.
Thanks, Brownie.
You're one of the only clubs to bring back all your coaching group. How did you see that decision unfolding? And I'm sure, you know, as a coaching group, there were some nervous moments about who would stay away and who would come back. But to bring the whole group back shows a massive trust in your coaching panel.
Yeah, I think so, Brownie. I think also we have less coaches than other clubs as well. So I think it's just so different, the amount of coaches that teams have. So I think we have 8 or 9. So for us, one of those coaches is part-time welfare and Ivan Marich as well. So he's got a dual role. But, there was times where we weren't sure who was coming back or what it was going to look like. So some nervous moments, but, yeah, very grateful to all be back.
Just a little one before we touch on the game, because there is actually a game of footy tonight, guys. just how important do you think, you mentioned Ivan Marich and how he has dual roles, how important do you think that might be for coaches going forward, that they can probably, you know, put their finger in a couple of pies and, you know, branch themselves out around the footy club?
Yeah, it's been spoken about a little bit, and I guess without knowing what next year looks like, anyone that's got multi-skills is going to be more beneficial. So there'll be people looking to try and branch out and learn some things and do some things, which I think is good for coaching, full stop. The more people continue to learn, I think will be better for the game as well.
Now, we're fortunate enough to watch round one, which is a long time ago now, but we watched Brodie Grundy have a fantastic game against the Western Bulldogs, and tonight you've come in with just the one ruckman. You brought in Soldo. Now there's been some talk about Pickett being the backup ruckman. Is that a path that we're going to see taken tonight?
I think Leppard just made that rogue comment. We hadn't even spoken about it as a match committee, so I think that's unlikely that you'll see that tonight, but we've got a few plans in place. Clearly, he's a great player. Really difficult to stop. So it's going to be more than just a one or two ruckman looking after him.
Andrew, what did Collingwood do well that you have to stop tonight? And is there anything you took out of their win over the Doggies back in round one that you can implement tonight to stop them? Or does that mean nothing, that result, because it was basically 13 weeks or 12, 13 weeks ago?
Well, I think you got to see their brand of football, which they play, which is kick and control the ball as much as they can in the back half. In saying that, they've got other ways that they can score and move as well. So that's why they're such a strong club and good team. But I think the last few times that we've played them, you will have seen them trying to control the ball against us and make it a time and possession battle.
Who impressed last night in the reserve grade hit out, for want of a better term, that was played here? Anybody put their hand up that missed out, that you will come into contention after performing well last night?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to go, but by all reports, Toby was pretty solid. And then Jack Ross played a good game, I think. Noah Bolter was pretty strong. Young kid Thompson Dow played well. But by all reports, I think everyone sort of showed a bit in what was, I guess, pretty difficult circumstances.
One of the good news stories of the week, apart from that young bloke being found at Mount Disappointment, was Jack Higgins back into the lineup. Talk to us about that and what it means for him and the journey, obviously, to be able to get there.
You know what? Like, I think the way Jack is, it's almost like we've forgotten what he actually went through last year. That's just his personality and the energy he brings. But if you strip it back, it's an extraordinary story. And just a young kid that works incredibly hard on his footy, went through some enormous challenges last year, but then just bounced back day one of pre-season. And he looked like he was ready to go from day one. So he's trained really hard. And honestly, just got himself into the team through his form throughout the preseason and certainly a training over the last month.
And there are some guys in teams that are, barometer's the wrong word, but the team becomes buoyant for their inclusion. Do you think he's one of those?
Well, I think those people are often people that provide a lot of energy, and Jack certainly does that. He's unique. He's a bit different, but he's accepted and loved by all the guys. And I think when you bring energy into the team, you're always welcome.
We're going to see Marlon Pickett for just the third time. He might be the only bloke in history who's had massive gaps between his first, second and third games.
It's unreal, isn't it? Just 100,000 to zero to zero again, the crowds. But, Marlon's, again, another guy who's just keeps impressing us every time he joins. And he's still learning the way we play, really. As you said, he's only played three games and maybe eight games of VFL footy for us. So it's exciting to see where he'll end up.
Yeah, we can't wait to watch him tonight. It'd be great to see the number 50 running around, as it will be the other 43 players out there, because footy's back, Andrew. Can't wait for the clash. Look forward to the Tigers and the Pies tonight, and really looking forward to seeing Richmond turn it on as always. Great to talk with you, and we wish you the best of luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
Andrew McWalter joining us down there in the Richmond rooms, the Richmond midfield coach. Of course, former Saint, played against you in the granny back in 2010, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, good solid Gippsland boy too.
I was going to say, a bit younger than you.
Yeah, a little bit younger. But, we've done some coaching courses together. A fantastic young man. And, going
they
places.
Stick together, don't they?
Going
they
places with his coaching cozer.
Down that Gippsland dairy, smokestack, hazelwood, all that sort of stuff. They stick together, don't they?
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.